I'm Mark Truax. I'm the Western Issues Specialist from the National Association of Conservation Districts.
We're here in San Antonio at the NACD annual meeting. To begin, let's talk about your position and what it includes.
Sure. I'm the field representative for the Western United States, which encompasses the Pacific and Southwest regions for NACD, which is Wyoming, New Mexico, Colorado, West, and the five flag islands in the Pacific. I do a little bit, wear two hats, the field rep for those states, and those states have said they want their field representative in Washington, D.C. working on policy. So I'm on our government affairs staff working on policy issues on a national level.
Well, let's take a moment now and talk about some of the conservation issues that the folks in the West are dealing with.
Well, I think there's a number of issues, and while they are, you know, have been West-focused, there's a number that are all national-focused as well. The Endangered Species Act, a number of public lands issues, forestry issues, invasive species, and a big Western issue currently is the wild horse and burro and working on range health.
So why are those issues in the West important for folks in the Midwest and the East to hear about and maybe understand better?
Well, I think for instance, with the Endangered Species Act, we've always interpreted it or looked at it on grizzly bear, the gray wolf, the bald eagle, which have been predominantly Western United States, spotted owl. I think now with the increased number of petitions and settlement agreements between some organizations and the Fish and Wildlife Service, there is now not a state in the union that does not have at least one candidate species under consideration for listing on the Endangered Species Act. So it is coast to coast. And when you're looking at those listings and potential listings, it has tremendous impact on the size and scope of what you can do. In the event a species is listed, it can restrict the use on that land to make sure the habitat for that species can grow and thrive. We want to work to make sure that those species are protected and do so in a proactive manner so that the triggers on the Endangered Species Act don't come into play, so that working lands can remain, but also the species can thrive.
So are there some conservation programs underway in the West that are working that you can go to Washington and point to?
There are. One of the great examples that came out mid last year was on the dune sage lizard in New Mexico and Texas. And that was proactive work with conservation organizations such as conservation districts, private industries, private landowners, and the federal government and state and local governments working to come together, put some dollars on the ground, do on-the-ground conservation. As a result, with that on-the-ground conservation, habitat improved, which the numbers then improved, and the Fish and Wildlife Service determined that it was not warranted for a listing at that time. So we have a success showing an example of it coming on and having a petition filed, doing the study, doing the proactive work, and then at the end, the petition was determined not to be needed.
Mark, the issues that you talked about all have their challenges, but if there is one that offers the biggest challenge, what would it be?
That's a very good question, and it's hard to answer because they all are intertwined, and I think it's really looking at it from a broad-based coalition perspective and a broad-based understanding on the issues and who really will be impacted by it. It's not just farmers and ranchers that will be impacted on it. It will not just be recreators who like to use public lands or state parks that will be impacted, but it will be everyone. And so trying to convey the message that having an endangered species or having an unhealthy range or forest or having invasive species, all of those issues are going to impact the broad base. And there's a number of folks that look at it specifically and don't think that that's the case, but really looking at it and saying, no, this will have detrimental impacts. So how can we look at this and use smart scientific management practices to actually address those concerns? That's the biggest hurdle. Long and short, education.
So are you finding farmers and ranchers, even those from urban areas, knowledgeable in a number of instances when it comes to these key issues?
Very knowledgeable. They have the on-the-ground experience and the on-the-ground knowledge. They're witnessing the erosion of the land. They're witnessing the spread of invasive species almost on a daily basis. And as a result, they are understanding and trying to develop ways to address those endangered species or invasive species, address those concerns. In doing so, they're gathering knowledge that we in D.C. rely on heavily when we work on policy to say what is the smart, sound, scientific, what is the best example? Because what might work in Nevada on the rangeland in Nevada is not going to work in Oklahoma, will not work in Florida. They each have their own specific. So the value of the local landowner in getting as specific as we can, that's the key, because they know what is going to work best on their land and what might not work.
Do you find them willing to come into Washington to testify if necessary?
Absolutely. We've had, last year we had three of our members testify before Congress on the value of the Farm Bill, two on a conservation title, President Gene Schmidt and Vice President and President-elect Earl Garber, as well as Charles Holmes, the chairman of the Forest Resource Policy Group for NACD, came in and testified on the value of forestry. And this year we'll be working on any number of other congressional testimonies as they come up in the important committees, and making sure that the conservation district voices and the private landowners' voices are heard. They are more than willing and welcome to share their story, and members of Congress do enjoy when they hear it.
Mark, I appreciate you being able to take a few minutes here in San Antonio to visit with us and give us an update on the activities taking place in the western U.S.
Thank you very much for your time. I look forward to working with you, keep you updated on where we go next.